European leaders are meeting in Brussels again tomorrow to discuss what to do about the tide of refugees trying to enter Europe. For one country, the crisis has become a big factor in their general election. Poland goes to the polls in 10 days' time. Many of the parties there are talking tough on the issue, reflecting the many Poles who are sceptical about the wisdom of taking in more people. The leader of the right-wing Law and Justice Party, the current frontrunners, has described refugees as parasites, which led critics to accuse him of using the language of the Nazis. The World Tonight's Paul Moss has been to Warsaw to witness a rather heated campaign.
It is something of a tradition. When the Polish football team are playing at home, fans process together across Warsaw's Poniatowskiego Bridge to the site of the National Stadium. I joined them on the evening of a European Cup tie.
This is obviously a patriotic occasion. People here are decked out in the red and white colours of the Polish flag. The stadium itself is all lit up in red and white. But talk to some of the football fans here and they'll tell you that pride in their nation means that Poland needs to exclude people from other nations, and in particular, exclude refugees.
We're proud of our country, we're proud of our nation, we're proud of our culture, and we shouldn't let them in. They are not running away. You know what? We work very hard. They don't. They want everything for free. We don't like that people.
Do you think refugees should be allowed to come to Poland?
I would have to say no. As in, we, as a Polish country, we want to defend our religion, our country. It's not like racist or anything, but just we want to keep our country to be a Christian 100%.
What if they need help? What if they're running away from a war?
I'm Polish. I have to look for Polish people first.
The issue of refugees has taken centre stage in Poland's general election campaign. The socially conservative Law and Justice Party is hoping to regain power. And its leader, Beata Szydło, recently denounced the current government for agreeing to accept 2,000 people fleeing from Syria. Beata Szydło said it was a scandal that the government was letting the refugees in. Her party is particularly angry because the refugees are coming as part of a compulsory EU quota system. But one of its MPs, Jarosław Selin, made it clear to me they are also very wary of taking people in from outside Europe.
When we travel to countries in the West, which has problem with immigrants, we see part of cities or towns with their own rules, not European rules. And we don't want to do the same mistake with immigrants from the Middle East or Northern Africa. They represent a different civilization.
And the truth is that different civilizations are not something that people here are really accustomed to. This city, Warsaw, has changed unimaginably since I first came here under communism. The drab uniformity replaced by a vibrant, thrusting commercialism. And yet, Warsaw and Poland generally are not what you'd call cosmopolitan. There does seem to be a fondness for sushi in the capital, and you can find a passable curry if you try hard enough. But Poland remains, by some measures, the most mono-ethnic country in the EU. Non-white faces, a rarity, non-European culture, sometimes viewed with suspicion.
The actual number of minorities living in Poland today is very small, which in a way increases the potential for xenophobia. We are facing a kind of imagined enemy.
Rafał Pankowski is a lecturer in social science at the Collegium Civitas in Warsaw, and he's a founder of the anti-racism campaign group Never Again.
The refugee issue has become a pretext for expressions of xenophobia on many different levels, which is partly incited by right-wing and far-right political groups that are competing between each other. It's a wave of hatred that I think is unprecedented in recent Polish history.
You can sometimes be surprised by the kind of people who express hostility here. I went to meet Miriam Shahid at the charity she founded to help bring Syrian refugees into Poland. Miriam is herself half Syrian. She's been battling the Polish government, trying to get refugees issued with visas. But she's standing in the Polish election for an anti-immigrant party, known as Korwin. Miriam, it turns out, only wants Syrian Christians allowed into Poland. Letting in Muslim refugees, she says, would be too much of a risk.
Once there is a lot of Muslim people within the country, they have kids and then they start forcing their law. And it's a huge problem because, like, in France, there's much Muslims in England, and they have much influence and power with making the law within the countries. So I don't think Poland should let in Muslim refugees because it's a war. It's a religion war right now.
Refugees who are Muslim are fighting a religious war or would fight a religious war if they came to Poland.
We don't know when will it start, but once they will have enough power, once they will have enough people, it will start.
With so much of the Polish mainstream taking some kind of anti-refugee line, it's often those on the political margins who defend refugees without qualification and their right to come to Poland. Among their number is a new radical left party known as Together, or Razem, which is standing in the election for the first time and held its first conference this month. Razem takes a fairly straightforward leftist line. If only Polish people were given job security and a decent salary, then racism and other forms of xenophobia would disappear. But the Razem delegates I spoke to did also offer practical suggestions on how attitudes in this country might be changed, and indeed, why they ought to be.
We Poles were refugees once, and we were helped by many other countries, including Muslim ones. So it is our obligation as Poles, and generally as humans, as Europeans, to help others that are in dire situations. I think we have to bring refugees together with Polish people. I think they should meet, they should talk, they should simply see that they are simply people like us.
I think that we can persuade other people to welcome refugees by telling them about the situations. They are people escaping from war and hunger and all the terrible things that we don't want to have happen to us.
That's a very optimistic outlook, if you don't mind me saying so. I mean, your idea is that you just have to tell people that refugees are suffering and they'll welcome them.
Yeah, but if they don't want refugees in our country, they should see them on the streets and that can change their attitudes. We want to have them in our country.
Paul Moss there, reporting from Poland.